Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, research has shown that the number of graduates that are in part-time or temporary employment tripled from 7% in 2019 to 22.3% in 2020, according to the Joint Autonomous Universities Graduate Employment Survey 2020, conducted by the four local universities here in Singapore. The lack of local talent in the financial and technology sector is an impending concern, exacerbated by the pandemic. Singapore's facing an acute shortage of fintech talent, which affects the number of hires. Experts from the recruitment industry highlighted the need to nurture and produce top quality talent through education. For more insights into how Singapore can sustain its lead as a top global financial center, we speak to Laura Deal Lacey, Executive Director at the Milken Institute Asia Center. Laura, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Howie, for inviting me.
Pleasure's all ours. So first up, though, how do you think the pandemic's affected the local talent pipeline for the financial and tech sector? I mean, how dire is the situation at this point, Laura?
Well, Singapore is poised to be a global innovation hub. There are more and more companies coming in to Singapore. If you follow the work of the Singapore's Economic Development Board, EDB, they keep attracting companies. Even with the pandemic, companies are coming in. So, but the problem is that talent, foreign talent cannot come in because of some the changing regulations, the quarantine rules, the border controls. So there are a growing number of jobs that are empty in the finance sector. You know, Today Online reported there's 6,500 new financial sector jobs openings, and there's the challenge. But at the same time, on the other hand, there's a challenge that graduates, young Singaporean graduates, are not finding full-time jobs. So we have a mismatch here. And, you know, in particular, as you said, in the fintech space, you know, what COVID has done is really increase the importance of technology. So every industry is being disrupted by technology. So the importance of graduates with tech, deep tech expertise is becoming more and more important.
And we're in a bad place now?
Well,
position as the top global financial center is in jeopardy?
No, I don't think so at all. I think MAS is indeed taking the right approaches in terms of focusing on growing Singaporean talent. So I think the approach that is being done by the Singapore government is correct, where they are focusing on growing Singapore talent, exposing them to the right skill set so they can get those global jobs, not only today, but 20 years from now too as well. So it's all about building a pipeline of talent. And then complementing that talent with foreign talents that have skill sets that are complementary to what Singapore has. Because I think that one of the things that coming out of the pandemic is that you cannot rely solely on foreign talent. You need to have that homegrown talent so to take Singapore to the next level. But also we have to keep in mind that more and more companies are coming in. And that's why Singapore is positioning itself not only as, you know, as it used to be the Asia Pacific hub for many companies. A lot of companies are choosing to have Singapore as their global hub, which therefore you need to have talent that's able to cover Latin America, Europe, Africa from Singapore. So it is evolving.
Education obviously is important, the nurturing of that top talent, but that's going to take time. And then you can't just turn away from that model of reliance on foreign talent. Is there sort of a middle ground maybe, Laura? Because the strong local core is important, of course, we understand that.
No, for sure. But, you know, I think, you know, Singapore has highly ranked universities. It has, you know, some of the best universities in Asia, you know, universities that are globally recognized and globally respected. So I think in terms of producing young academically capable students, Singapore does really well. But I think there's a gap between that, you know, university skill set and being able to enter the workforce where people need a hands-on experience and practical applicable skills. So this is where the importance of internship, traineeships, and actually spending time working for companies, you know, while students are studying. So it's kind of, you know, how can we complement what the four major universities are doing in Singapore?
Are we talking about curriculum change as well? Get them
Well,
into the internships earlier, perhaps, or
yeah,
something.
I think so. I mean, because in particular in the United States, as you know, where I'm from, internships are a strong part of the academic program. The interns, also global experience, right? So I don't think that students need to study abroad. I think that Singapore has Rider University, so you don't have to, you don't have to go to the United States or England to get the best university. You can have that great university experience in Singapore. But of course, companies do want to see people with global mindsets and global experience in particular markets, so language skills. So therefore, it's important to kind of complement. If you decide to have an academic career in Singapore, then try to seek out those global experiences.
We're speaking with Laura Deal Lacey, Executive Director at the Milken Institute Asia Center. Laura, let's talk about some of these various initiatives and their benefits that are out there. SG Innovate has one. There's also the WSSP.
Correct. So yeah, the WSSP is quite impressive, which is really about building that pipeline of Singapore talent for the financial sector. I really like the SG Innovates Summation Program, which is really about building high potential deep tech projects, so an AI, cybersecurity, robotics. And I find that to be really exciting because, as I mentioned earlier, tech is transforming every industry. So it's a, and COVID has just accelerated that transformation. And we, in terms of the Milken Institute, so a little background, Milken Institute is a not-for-profit, nonpartisan think tank. We focus on two main areas, health and finance, to try to create opportunities in those spaces for people around the world. We bring leaders together to kind of have discussions about global issues. We, because of our work in finance in particular, when we saw that MAS was calling for organizations and companies to help build the training ground for young and ambitious Singaporean talent in the finance sector, we decided to partner with a private equity firm called Partners Group. They're a Swiss private equity firm. They have 109 billion in assets. And we decided to do a joint internship program where students would get experience of working with, for a global think tank, but then also working for a private equity firm. And to supplement that, we also are bringing global speakers, so CEOs and CIOs from different firms from around the world to talk to our interns. So twice a week, they also have that kind of hands-on 1 hour session with senior executives. So to help them expand in terms of understanding what are their issues that are, keeping these executives up at night, how they see that the world is transforming. Because a lot of things in terms of how students build their careers, post school, is just also being aware of all the opportunities and possibilities that are out there. So we're trying to create that for our interns.
At this stage, what is keeping financial leaders up at night?
Oh, so many things, right? I think that they're big geopolitical unknowns, which I think are big. Obviously, COVID is still a big issue in several markets. And as I mentioned earlier, it's all the transformations because the world is never going to be what it was before COVID. We're not going to go back to 2019. This is like the fall of the Berlin Wall or 9/11. The world is forever changed. So I think companies are spending a lot of time rethinking their strategy, and we're challenging them to think about how they can think about long-term impact and how their work is impacting the communities that they operate in, how they can support those communities and the people, who live in those communities. So
So a
yeah, so I
bigger
think it's an
focus on
exciting new
social
world.
issues.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting new world with a greater focus on sustainability. Every conversation that we have really focuses on ESG nowadays because I think that's what leaders are thinking. And it's also about diversity and inclusion. I think that we're also going through a tremendous social change and for the better, So I think it's a really exciting world once we put COVID into remission.
If anything good had come out of the pandemic, that would be it, wouldn't it?
Yes, so, I mean, I think we also have to look at silver linings. There's been a lot of individual losses and great tragedies with the pandemics, but I think that we also need to think about what are the opportunities and how we can reset and do better as you know, companies, individuals, countries.
Laura, thank you so much for your insights today, and please stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Howie.
Laura Deal Lacey, Executive Director at the Milken Institute Asia Center. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.